BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Tuesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
I mean it, Squirt. You need to be out of that uniform so you can help me unpack some more of these boxes.
I say no, but I only just got back from school, man.
Come on, I'm in charge until Mum gets back.
Yeah? When's that?
Late. She's got an extended clinic. And she said you need to be out of your uniform as soon as you're back. The rules don't change because it's a different house.
Well, I miss our old house, don't you?
Well, we're here now. We've got to suck it up.
Who's that?
How would I know?
Look out the window.
Oh, man.
No way. How did she find us? Oh, Zainab, look at that dog.
Just keep quiet and...
Hello. I can see you.
Oh, bozo.
What did I do?
Hello.
Hi.
I was out walking my dog. This is Monty.
Hello, Monty.
Stay inside.
And I thought I'd pop by to see how Azra's settling in. And what a surprise to see you two here.
Well, not really. We live here.
Is Azra in?
No, but...
She's not, I'm afraid. How do you know her name?
Oh, yes, of course. Let's start with a proper introduction. I know we've met. But I'm Linda Snell. Azra and I are friends. And actually, before I knew her, I was host to her brother, Ardil, whom I'm guessing is your uncle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh... You're that Linda.
Well, yes, probably I am that Linda. So he did mention me. All good things, I hope. What are your names?
I'm sorry, but Mum's not back until later, and we're not allowed to let strangers into the house. Bye! What?
Whoa. You'd better hope she and Mum aren't good friends, because that was rude.
And she was rude about you, so fair's fair.
I hope I'm not disturbing you.
Oh, no worries. I just finished cooking dinner.
Oh, well, I won't be long.
You're fine. Me and Stella take it in turns a couple of nights a week. Except she's left me high and dry tonight. She just messaged. And it's my world-famous shepherd's pie, too.
Well, it smells great. Anyway, I was calling around to bring you this.
Oh, the book on cricket coaching?
Yeah, I was told you'd been after it for a while.
I have, yeah. Thanks. Bumped into Chris at the pub a few weeks ago and he said he'd drop it by when he got it back off Harrison.
Oh, well, it's been doing the rounds. And Chris would have bought it over ages ago, only Martha got her hands on it and then it went AWOL. I spotted it under the passenger seat in the car today. I thought I'd better get it to you before it gets lost again. I'm sorry it's so late.
Oh, don't sweat it. I might have been kidding myself that I've got time to read a book at all.
Oh, well, I'm sure you can make time. Chris and the other players say you're really good.
That's nice of them. I do try.
Right, well, anyway, I better get off.
Have you got Martha tonight?
No, actually. She's with her dad.
Well, if you haven't got anywhere to rush off to, there's some shepherd's pie going begging.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh, I couldn't invite myself to dinner when I only popped in to give
you... You're not inviting yourself. I'm inviting you. What were you planning to eat?
Well, to be honest, I haven't thought about it yet.
Well, that's it, then. Have some pie with me. Or take it with you if you've got to get back.
Oh, no. Look, if it's really okay, then thank you. I'd love to stay.
Hello? Kids? Oh, I see you've cleared some more boxes. Maybe not as many as you could have.
Oh, come on. Just when I've come in from work. What are you doing hiding behind the sofa like that? Do you want to kill me?
Your face. Hey, Allah.
Don't look at me. It was his idea.
Not. We saw a mouse run behind the sofa.
Khalil, my love.
And when we heard you at the door, we hid.
My only boy.
Here we go.
That plan was so you. I'm surprised you went along with it.
Anything to save me from the boredom of unpacking all these boxes.
Well, you know what I'm going to say to that?
Oh, no.
Don't.
She's asked for it.
Yeah, you've done it now, sis.
You could have been at university.
Ding, ding, ding. There it is.
It's a year out, Mum. Not the end of the world.
Honestly, you two need some new lines.
Fine, fine. Zainab, did he help you with anything when he got back from school?
What do you think?
How was school, by the way?
Just like yesterday.
That's all you've got for me?
Mum, it's still new. I don't know anyone that well, and they all still stare at me.
Yeah, that's because your hair's proper crazy.
Oh, don't. He can't help it if he's got too much hair.
Thanks, on me.
What? Honestly, from the moment you were born, your hair was doing its own thing. I could never tame it.
And if we have a mouse, then we need a cat. And I know where to get one.
Don't you start. Now, come on, people, please. We need to get this last bit of unpacking done. I don't want anyone coming round and thinking we're still living like this.
Like who?
Anyone. Neighbours, friends.
Like Linda.
Ah, Zainab.
Linda Snell? What, she came here?
She might have popped round before to see how you were settling in.
Oh, that's nice. I hope you made her some tea, put some biscuits out. Zainab, you were polite.
We couldn't be hospitable because she shut the door in Linda's face.
What? Why? Zainab?
No! So I was like, looking at this plate of food, knowing what had happened, and the guy didn't even clock that I could see straight into his kitchen from the table. I mean, I saw him do it.
Oh, no.
Honestly, it was awful. Plus, who drops the meat and just picks it up off the floor, gives it a wipe and serves it?
Well, clearly he does.
I know. And I swear he was so cute, Alice.
Oh, well, what did you do in the end?
I pretended I had an allergic reaction to the sauce.
No.
I had to. I just poked at the plate and then said, oh, my throat's really itchy and I need my medication, and I ran.
Oh, Hannah, I probably would have been picking at the plate all night wondering how to get out of there.
No, someone does something like that and it's exit strategy time.
Oh, I don't think I've been on a proper date since.
Oh, well, don't give up. It's nice to see you laughing, Alice. Last few times I've bumped into you, you haven't looked too happy. Not that I can blame you.
It is nice to laugh.
So, how are things?
Fine, thanks. Yeah, I'm fine.
Good. I mean, I've had my fair share of run-ins with George, and I don't have much good to say about him, but even I couldn't believe he'd stoop that low. I'm glad you're doing better.
Thank you. And I hope you find someone nice to date soon.
Thanks. But I don't hold out much hope.
Oh, why?
Around here, all the good ones are taken, as they say.
Can I ask you something?
Of course.
Chris.
Yeah?
Do you like him?
Yeah, he's a nice bloke. He's a good friend.
Sorry, I didn't mean to embarrass you. No,
I'm not, really. I mean, what's not to like? But I think it's clear, Chris and me, we're just mates.
Really?
Yeah. Why?
Well, I just think you're nice. You like cricket and... Well, Chris isn't taken.
Isn't he?
Definitely not. Chris and I are parents to Martha, and we'll always have that. But otherwise, we're divorced.
He's really stuck by you, from the looks of it, through all the recent stuff that's gone on.
Yeah, he has. He's always been very loyal.
And is that all it is?
Honestly, yes. The way Chris sees it, looking out for me is looking out for Martha, because I'm her mum. It's nothing more than that.
Do you ever wonder whether breaking up was the right thing to do? Oh, I'm sorry, Alice. I've no right to ask that. I was just following the thought through. You know, you two seem so good together.
No, don't worry. It's fine. And Chris and I were so good together. Very good. Until we weren't.
Forget I asked. Fancy some pudding?
Hannah, if you like him, you should go for it.
Well, I do, but I think the moment's passed.
The moment's never passed. He's a nice man. He really is. I can guarantee that. And he deserves to be happy.
Oh, Linda.
Ezra, you scared me half to death.
Sorry, I was just going to put the bins out.
I was about to ring the bell.
Well, come inside. I can do the bins later.
Oh, thank you. I did pop by earlier to see how you were settling in.
I heard. I'm so sorry the kids didn't invite you in, Linda. I gave them a good talking to.
Oh, nonsense. I wondered if you'd mention me to them, or perhaps their uncle Adil had.
Zainab, Khalil, we've got company.
Sorry, Linda. My head's been all over the place with work and moving in and the dad being away. I'm not sure that I have.
I understand completely.
Be good for them to meet someone friendly. They bumped into some obnoxious woman at the weekend, apparently.
Oh?
She had some sort of exotic animals on her land. I don't know what. Anyway, Khalil loves animals and he's very inquisitive.
Nice.
Went over to have a look and this woman accused him of feeding them crisps.
Oh dear.
Then she chased him about with an empty can of pop, accusing him of littering. He's not even allowed fizzy drinks, you know, unless it's a treat.
He said she chased him with it.
Well, actually, she held on to it after I said it wasn't mine and then tried to accuse me when I came back.
Can you believe it?
No.
I mean, I know there must be some eccentric types around here who want to be left alone and, well, I wouldn't want to jump to conclusions about why she behaved that way. But then, if you don't want anyone looking at your animals, put up a clear sign.
Indeed.
She was definitely the R-word, Mum.
Khalil?
She was.
The R-word?
Rural.
Oh.
You know, rifling and get off my land.
I haven't met any types like that around here so far. There aren't any, are there, Linda?
Oh, no, no, of course not. This is Middle England, not the Wild West. Farmers do have guns, but they don't wander about the fields with them.
Shame.
Khalil.
I'm hungry, Mum.
Oh, well, that's good, because I made you a tagine.
Oh, Linda, you really shouldn't have. But I'm so pleased you did. We've had spicy eggs with pitters 2 days running. I'll go and set the table. Zainab!
Chased you with the can, did she? This rural woman. Stay right there, young man.
What's going on? Oh.
Hello.
Hiya. You saw Mum then?
Mrs. Snell made us a tagine.
She did.
I reckon that deserves a chance.
Depends what's in it.
Well, given I thought you might only eat halal meat, like your uncle, I made a fish tagine with fresh vegetables from my garden.
Oh, thank you. Oh, we've been living off eggs for days.
Your uncle spoke very fondly of you too.
Did he?
But the question remains, what did he tell you about me?
I'd better go and help Mum.
Oh, hang on. She doesn't like me, does she?
She doesn't really like anyone straight away. Where's Monty?
At home, with my husband Robert. But I can bring him next time, if you like.
Sure. By the way, Uncle Ardil, he only said good things about you. Zainab's, she's just winding you up.
Really? Oh... Oh, thank goodness.
Except for when you booted him out of his room for Ryland.
Oh, well, now let me explain.
He really didn't like that.